Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is September 8th, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic for this evening is School Etiquette Part 2. Every school system around the country has returned by now and should be getting back into the groove. So we will certainly find out how the return to class is coming along. Well, once again, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And we're going to address that question. We do realize that our audience is made up of different ages and new listeners. And if you are a new listener listening for the first time, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Well, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. It's a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos to Charles I and II. Well, School Etiquette Part 2. School Etiquette Part 2. Well, first of all, due to technical difficulties during our last show, one of our guests and certainly a friend to the show, Dr. Tom Keating, was unable to join us, but he is here today. Now, if you've listened to our show before, then you know exactly who Dr. Keating is. Now, I have known Dr. Tom Keating for years, and I also know that he's a 20-plus year advocate for students. And I'm just going to bring him on and welcome Dr. Tom. How are you?
Thank you very much, Donna. It's a delight to be here. It's a delight to start the 2013-14 school year, and I look forward to sharing some thoughts and listening to your audience questions.
Absolutely. Now, I just did say that I've known you for years, and I know that you are a 20-plus year advocate for students, especially when it comes to clean restrooms in their schools. And just would like to begin, for those persons who may be tuning in for the first time and they may be unfamiliar with you, if you would just kind of tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm an educator living in Decatur, Georgia, 6 miles east of Atlanta. And about 20 years or so ago, our son, our daughter, and our next door neighbor happened to tell their dad and their neighbor about their bathroom issues. No doors on stalls, no sanitary product dispensers or receptacles, and holding it in all day. And ever since those late 1980 sessions, I've begun to research, write, and go into schools, and I'm starting to lose track, but now we have a one-year-old grandson, so that I know I'm getting older and the world keeps moving. Unfortunately, sometimes the issue of how we help students have a good attitude and good behavior and how we find caring adults about the issue of safe, clean, hygienic restrooms gets lost in a lot of the other poopy-doo that we do in schools.
And I'm sure that some of you are out there listening right now and you're thinking, okay, what do bathrooms have to do with school? Well, a lot. And as we're going to discuss, you know, why it's also important to eliminate at school and why most children say that they do not or they refuse to because of the conditions of the bathroom. If you would, Tom, if you would just kind of let people know, just say what your visits are like to maybe a couple different schools and your the observations that you make when it comes to the restroom.
I was in a middle school in Decatur, Georgia recently on the was called back to school night, and there were hundreds of parents going from room to room looking at their children's schedules for just a few minutes. And I happened to, because I've taught there, our kids went there, I went into the men's room only, and they had large toilet paper dispensers in the stalls, three of which had no covers on them. Now, that in itself is an issue, because if you just stick a roll of toilet paper on the spindle coming out from the wall, the partition, many mischievous kids will throw that in the commode. Then you got to fish it out with a snake. You lose time and money. The nice kids don't get to use the restroom when they need it after lunch. The trouble with this school in Decatur is that those covers of the restroom, of the toilet paper dispensers have been off since March.
Wow.
So from March to August, nothing had been done. I went in another school the other day in DeKalb County that has two restrooms, boys and girls, men and women, I prefer to say, right across from the cafeteria. The seniors were there for senior discussion of when they were going to graduate in May of 2014. I went to look at the boys' restroom, the men's restroom, and the door was locked right across from the cafeteria with 300 boys and their parents in the gathering. And I finally got the custodian to open up, and two sinks had been torn off the wall, and we'd been in school a week. Now, that's horrible, but those are the fifth sinks in 18 months off that particular bathroom. And what I find is that graffiti and poor supplies and lack of good equipment and lack of basic cleanliness, and pretty soon you don't have to wonder anymore why 4 out of 10 of our middle and high school kids in American schools, if you're the average school, 4 out of 10 middle and high school kids hold it in all day long, which can't be good for you when you're trying to concentrate on complicated algebra problems, when you're trying to remain not a discipline problem, and when you're trying to take a test. So if we don't connect the fact that all of wellness deals with three basic things, it deals with eating better, which you hope the kids would do at home or in free and reduced price lunch at school. It deals with exercise, and we need much more exercise than just sitting around and getting obese. And the third E is eliminating properly. And just because nobody wants to talk about poop doesn't mean it isn't basic. And it's basic to schools, and it's basic to back to school. And I just gave you two of the horror stories I just faced a week ago.
Wow, wow. And when you talk about eliminating, that's something that you don't hear anyone discussing. And so I would say that many times if kids are, you know, they're just so busy and they may be considered hyperactive and things of that nature, it could be because they need to go and eliminate. And I know I've also spoken with children as well and asked them about the conditions of their restrooms, and generally it's, oh, they're bad, I don't go, I just wait until I get home. So you're talking about, what, 9-10 hour day primarily that these children are not eliminating for the simple fact that their restrooms are in such poor condition. I want to go ahead and get to our emails. Tom, it says, Etiquette Lady, please ask your guests what's the best way to speak with the principal about the condition of the bathrooms. This comes from Daisy in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, I'm excited about a call or an email from Memphis. My brother-in-law graduated from medical school there. I've seen the ducts at the hotel. I've been there. I even knew the superintendent for years. If you are in a school, the thing I would suggest is that you and your spouse or you and another parent go and look at the restrooms. And the reason why, if you take a person of the opposite gender, you then would be able to go in and review the restrooms in the school for both boys and girls, men and women. The second thing is, don't just go in the restrooms at the beginning or up in the front of the building, because we clean those for guests. Go down into the locker room, go down into the English, science, and arts wing of the school. Make some notes. take a cell phone, and if there are outrageous conditions, take a couple of pictures, and then set up an appointment with the principal and with that other parent so that you're not isolated, and go in and say, how do we want to handle this? Maybe there's a school council at the building. Maybe there's a PTSA that has a beautification or a building and grounds committee. Set up a subcommittee with on bathrooms, and then begin to realize that the only way you're going to change the restroom is if you get enough kids to care about the safety, cleanliness, and hygiene, if you work with the custodians, and you have to get enough adults, teachers, administrators, counselors, and parents to care about it, and you basically organize like you do any other approach to getting improvement, and you take the successes that you can.
Wow, and thank you, Daisy, and I'm sure that will certainly help get you started. If you've just joined us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about school etiquette, and we are talking about the condition, bathroom etiquette. We're talking about the condition of the restrooms in many of the schools, and I just, you know, pose the question of parents, do you know the condition of your children's bathroom at their school? And I'm sure that's probably the first time some of you have heard that question. But as we're talking to Dr. Keating, he is certainly, you know, letting us know why that really does need to be addressed. I have one here, Tom, that says, I've listened to you on the What is Etiquette Anyway show many times, and you always have great suggestions for schools and bathrooms. My son is in a new school, and when I went to visit the other day, I looked in the bathrooms to see the conditions. You were right when you said the bathrooms near the entrances are usually in good shape, but when I looked at another, it was filthy dirty. And then she goes on to say that, I don't understand because the kids just started back to school. What's your take on this? And this comes from Ms. T in Atlanta.
Well, Ms. T, here's what happens. School ends in May or June, and the custodians used to have summer to take care of big projects, stripping the floors, cleaning. But we've got kids in summer school. Somebody called it the other day credit enhancement. I mean, we make up all kind of funny names for kids who need more time in school. But besides kids in school who need time, we have band camps, we have basketball camps, we have football, we have construction going on. And I've been in schools one day where, in the middle of summer, where there were five organizations going on and construction workers walking through with mud on their feet. So unless you realize and say to yourself, if there is one child on a school campus, you have a bathroom issue. If you'll take that one sentence and get more people to buy into it. Then on the practical level, school starts August the 1st, let's say, August the 12th. Here's what the custodians do. They do all their big projects. They leave the bathrooms that have been junky since May, and on the 11th of August, the day before, they clean it. Here's what they should do. They should shut down the bathrooms in the latter part of May or June, put those yellow tape in front of them after they've cleaned them and made them immaculate and put the supplies in, and put the tape there so that nobody can use certain of them or even lock them. Use some of them for the kids who are there in the summer school. And then a week before school starts, you have to start making sure those things are ready. I even wrote an article one time which basically said the last day before the first day of school is too late. You can't start the first day. So what's happened is your school, Ms. T, is basically not caring about the practicality of those kids. So the kids come in, the bathrooms are junky from the first day, and they say, nobody cares about these, why should I care? And they don't care. Now, I know what a lot of educators are going to say when they hear this. They're going to say, well, Dr. Tom, it all starts at home. And Donna, you and I have had meetings together, but you've never been in my house raising my kids, and I've never raised your son. So even if it does start at home, which it does, guess what? It doesn't stop there. Because the children are coming into a public facility from many kinds of homes. I'm white, someone's black, someone's Hispanic, someone speaks a language, someone's seen his parents shot in Somalia. Parents are not the same as Bill Cosby and some people from the 50s. So when the educators say, well, it all starts at home and it's an excuse, yes, and work with your PTSAs and work with them. But by golly, the public school restroom is different. And here's the part that took me a long time to understand. Those kids who come to the nasty restrooms in the schools, they go to our public libraries, they go to our public parks, our rec centers, our swimming pools, and our public transportation systems. Like in Atlanta, it's called MARTA. And they go in public restrooms. So if we taught them at home and if we taught them at school, we would be able to have better citizens in six public restrooms. We'd have a better quality of health. We'd have less obesity. But no one wants to talk about poop.
Well, I think it's time to take the lid off and expose, talking about poop. And I'm glad we've had an opportunity to talk about that on this show because, I mean, it's just something, I guess, that people don't, necessarily think about until they hear you speak, Dr. Tom, because this is something, most parents don't think about because they don't go into the schools very often. So, I'm going to say certainly, especially since school has just started, take time to go, if you go and pick your kids up, go take a look at the restrooms. Ask your children, when they come home, do they use the restroom at school? And if
Wait
not,
a minute, Donna,
more than likely.
Donna, let me interrupt you, Donna. Let me interrupt you on that last sentence because this is so critical. When the kids come home, here's the question to ask. Hi, Gene. Here, Johnny. When you used the bathroom today, did you have tissue, soap, and towels? Don't ask them, how are the bathrooms? Don't ask them, did you use them? Because if you say how they are, they're going to say nasty and run upstairs. If you say, did you use them? Oh, Dad, I want to talk about it. Begin a conversation by asking the question, when you used the restroom today, or your favorite restroom, did you have tissue, soap, and towels? And guess what they're going to say? I don't want to talk about it. So wait a day and ask them again the same question. And then they're going to say probably the following. Mom, I don't ever use the bathroom. Now you have the issue.
Absolutely. That's great.
Sorry to interrupt
That's
you.
That's great. No, I'm glad you did. That is perfect. Because the bottom line is we want to find out exactly what the deal is in those school restrooms. Here's one that says, Dr. Tom, I've heard you on the show before, and I, along with many other parents, met several times with the administrators in our school to make sure the bathrooms are in good condition. Thanks again for the work you do, and thanks, Etiquette Lady, for the quality programming you provide. This comes from Betsy. And Betsy, thank you for that. And
thank you.
Tom, yes, people are certainly, taking that advice. I have one here that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, first of all, thanks for reading this email. Last year, after hearing Dr. Keating tell us parents that we must get involved with the school if the bathrooms are not in good condition, four parents and myself did just that. In fact, by the end of the school year, they were in good shape, and since we started back, they still are. Thank you,
great.
And thanks, Etiquette Lady, for the great topics you continue to bring. This comes from Ariel Kennedy in Arizona. So
great.
That's great. Yeah, kudos to you that certainly, did not just hear the information, but actually, took charge and moved forward with it. Let's see. We have one here. This looks like it's coming from a student. It says, I am a student who always asks kids to throw paper in the trash can, not on the floor, after using the bathroom. They say, why? It's the janitor's job. And this comes from Mark B. Mark is in Marietta. Wow.
Well, I'm so glad Mark brought that up because there's a new article that was just published, and so it'll be up on my webpage, and I hope I could leave my webpage address, Donna, later. And it's called Flushed with Respect for Restrooms. And it's about four attitudes. One is, it's the janitor's job to pick up after me. All these attitudes I've experienced by students when I've been teaching and in schools. The second one came from a sophomore in ROTC, in Decatur, and she said, my mama had me, she should pick up after me. And I said, whoa. Then I had a student say, I live in apartment A. And I asked the senior in Delaware, what the heck does that mean? She said, at my house, there are two. I have two sisters. I have my room. It's apartment A. That's the only thing that I take care of. I thought, whoa. And lastly, some students, male whites from near Pittsburgh, had trashed their school building after it had just been renovated. And the architect was smart enough and courageous enough to bring those kids in and say, why did you do this? And this kid, I got it through the architect, I didn't hear the child, this kid said, my dad pays taxes, I can break anything I want.
Wow.
Now you have four basic attitudes. It's the janitor's job to pick up after me. My mama had me, and therefore she should pick up after me. I live in apartment A, and my dad pays taxes, I can ruin anything I want. That is in the article, and I've cited another person who's a football coach in DeKalb County, and he said that his team needed to understand respect for cafeteria workers and custodians. So here's what we did. I got a shirt from Salvation Army. I didn't shave for 2 days. I wore grubby clothes and a hat, and I went into the classroom during summer football practice when they were having a session in the classroom, and I was cleaning desks and sweeping the floor. And then I went up to the room after about 6 minutes and I said, who am I? And he said, you're the custodian. And I took off my shirt and said, no, I'm a citizen of the world because I like to work in other parts of the world. I have a PhD, a wife of 42 years, two kids, and I'm an expert in this subject. Why did you treat me like that? And they just couldn't believe. And they learned the lesson, and we've written up about that. And I've been back to that football team two times, and you can eat off the floor in the locker room of that football team because that coach understands that everything we do is about respect. But you don't start with respect. You start with flushing somebody else's business in a toilet.
Wow.
And that article will be up on my webpage at www.projectclean, all one word, projectclean.us. And those other articles that I talked about, it's okay to talk about restrooms at home. It all begins at home. The day before is too late. The day before is too late. And then I even wrote an article called Back to School Begins It with Bathrooms. So there are three or four articles that are very pertinent to the very topic that we're talking about, which is school etiquette, particularly when you come back at the beginning of the year, but even after a vacation. The restrooms after the winter holiday should be immaculate when those kids walk in the school. And it's your job as a parent to walk that kid in, make sure that they are safe, clean, and hygienic. And if not, I've given you other suggestions of how to change that.
Wow, and this is certainly a great time of the year to start checking these things out, parents, because school has just started back. So it will be great to just immediately, you know, go in and find out what is going on, what is the condition. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about school etiquette. More precisely, we're talking about bathrooms in the schools and how to keep them clean, how to make sure that the children have what they need. As far as, Tom, I know you mentioned some of the sinks being torn down, some of the doors off. Can you address that? How, I just, you know, I'm sure some listeners are thinking to themselves, you know, do the children have privacy? They talk about, you know, being hygienic. How are they washing their hands? If they don't have soap in the restroom, I mean, you know, why are they, if they don't have paper towels? I mean, what's going on?
What's going on, Donna, is that we have a lot of violence in our culture in all parts of our communities. And when that violence and anger centers in a building with 1,000 youngsters and you have five custodians, That's a ratio of 1 to 200. But we need to remind the parents that in that building of 1,000 youngsters, let's just say middle and high school, because the elementary schools are pretty good up to about 4th, 5th grade. You remember when we did that orientation one time for 5th graders, Donna, that worked real well because we talked about eating and etiquette and discipline and bathrooms. But what didn't work in that orientation is when they got over to 6th grade, nobody reminded them of what they learned in 5th grade 3 months before.
Sure.
So when you have a school of 1,000 kids with 5 custodians, you still have 100 adults in that building. Normally the ratio is 1 to 10. That's a teacher, that's a bookkeeper, that's a counselor, that's a coach, that's an athletic director. But none of those people are talking about safe, clean, hygienic restrooms. So if 2 to 10% of the kids are nasty in the restrooms, 10% of 1,000 is 100. That's a lot of kids trashing restrooms. And you want to take that down to 2 or 3%. You're always going to have a bad apple. But once you get it going in the right direction, more adults should be attuned to that. More parents should be talking about it at the basketball game. More posters should be made, and not posters that are made by computers and adults. Get the art teacher and the health teacher to make some posters that deal with the three things of basically washing your hands, and first of all, flushing, then washing your hands, and then throwing towels if you have towels in your bathroom. And the posters ought to be all over. The bulletin boards ought to be all over. We ought to be understanding that every school district in America, Donna, has a wellness policy required by the federal government. No parent listener has ever read the wellness policy. I'll bet you a nickel. And if they did, in Georgia, most of those policies are titled EEE. That's the way they code them. And E stands for eat better. We all agree with that. I had very good dinner tonight, no bread, because I'm trying to lose weight. The second thing is exercise. That's good. That's a second E. But the third E should be eliminate properly. So call up your school district, go on the webpage, find out the policy, and if it doesn't have anything about bathrooms, is modify the policy if you know how to. Call me. I'll help you. But the point is that you've got to do the practical things, you have to do the educational things, you have to do the posters, and you have to do the policy. And once you start doing that, people will start saying, why the dickens are we allowing these doors to be missing?
Sure, yeah. Well, once again, Tom, it's just been delightful to have you come back on again with us, and you certainly will return. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to the show this evening. Those of you who reached out to us with messages, thank you so much for that. Tom, if you would, give them your web address again, please.
Thank you again, Donna, for a chance. This makes my annual school time. I'd be glad to chat during other times of the year. I'd like to talk maybe during Black History Month, because I have some information about the late Martin Luther King and sanitation that will surprise a lot of your good listeners. The webpage is www.projectclean.us. And I might mention one last thing. The 19th of November, Donna, is World Toilet Day, because half the planet has never used a toilet or a latrine. And for the first time in history, the United Nations has a resolution passed July 24th of this year declaring World Toilet Day, because sanitation is a critical worldwide issue. So here we are abusing what we have or ignoring it while half the planet has never used a bathroom. So we have all kind of current issues as well as worldwide issues, and I'm very grateful that you take the time on your show to talk about it and to invite me. I'm very grateful, Donna.
Well, it has been a pleasure, and we certainly will have you come back in November for sure
to talk a little more
about World Toilet Day. Thanks again. Well, everyone, thanks for supporting our show, listening. Once again, if you joined us for the first time, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Of course, we certainly thank our loyal listeners that listen to us every week, and we are glad you're a part of our family as well. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, just be sure to let us know. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. We remind you each week to please make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Okay, remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. Thanks again for joining us, and we certainly will talk again next time. Good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.